Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, men put out the bins and mow the gardens. Women do pretty much everything else. Obviously, there's a disparity there, and most studies indicate that women still do the majority of chores in the home. So how can it be divided more equitably? We're joined by the broadcaster, Keith Walsh. Afternoon, Keith.
Hi, Sean. How are you? Yeah. I think a lot of women might say they've got a cloth sack filled with manure in their house, and they call him their husband.
Yes. So
sorry. Apologies.
That's a very vivid image. Thanks for starting with that. Do you have in your house then? Do you have an allocation of responsibilities and that kind of thing?
Not really. Like, it's a bit chaotic. Like, to be honest with you, neither of us enjoy doing housework. So we got a cleaner, and like it sounds like we're fancy people that we have a cleaner. We're not. We don't have like loads of money, and you know that we can. But we just, it saves us a lot of time and arguments. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you put down your value in hours and said, "Well, look, if someone comes in once a week and does a few hours of cleaning, it will save us and save us as a family probably, and probably save our house from falling apart," to be honest with you. I think you just have to be honest about these things. But the problem is here, if you're working in the home and you're bringing up and you have the kids, right? That's one job. Like, if I spoke to, I was speaking to the girl, Anna, who comes in once a week here, and she was saying that the people she works for, they were saying, could you mind the kids and clean the house? And she was like, no, I mind the kids. So in our house, she comes in and cleans, but in that house, she minds the kids. She doesn't do both. She was like saying they're two jobs. So at the end of the day, if you're coming home from work and your wife or your partner is finished also minding the kids, then you both have to do the same. Whatever has to be done, you both have to do it. That's it. Just to try and divide it up, just like see what's in front, play what's in front of you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, rather than, yes, there's a big mound of crap on the floor. I'm not going to sweep that up because that's not my job.
That's not my job. Yeah. What's your job? And that's I think that's the issue is, what's your job and why aren't you doing your job? And I think that it's better to sit down and have a conversation about what you like doing and what you don't like doing. A lot of us are still traumatized. I grew up in a household where I had chores as a kid. So now when I'm doing my chores, I have to remind myself that I'm not in trouble. I'm not going to get it wrong. It's my house, and I have to take the stress out of it because I'm like anger cleaning. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
You know the kind of like, do you know when someone comes in and they've had a bad day and they're like, oh, but this house is in us. Look at the state of this house. Nobody does anything around here. And they walk around and they pick things up and they start hoovering and banging on, you know, people have to lift their feet and all that kind of stuff. You're better off not cleaning. You're better off going out and having a pint or go for a walk, you know, because no one's going to feel good after that. The house will be a bit cleaner, but everybody will fall out, you know? Yeah. So it's a really contentious issue, but I think we've a lot of household chore trauma, which I am trying not to pass on to my children. So we don't make our children do any chores in the house.
Really?
Yeah.
But when they go out into the world by themselves, they won't know how to, you know, turn on a dishwasher or
well, no, I mean, they know how to cook. They know how to make something. We show them how to do things, but we don't ask them to, we don't say your job is the bathrooms. Your job is to polish the stairs, which was my job. I think children learn by watching and seeing and observing. And for me, their job is to enjoy being children, go to school, if please, and, you know, do your best. And then we look after the house. I don't like the idea of, you know, disciplining. I don't like the word disciplining. I think, you know, there's four people living in my house and we we brought them into this world. So, you know, we don't want to make it harder for them. You know, it's bad enough as it is that they have to live with us. So, we don't give them any chores. They just, but they do learn. They do know how to cook. My daughter's 21 now. She's out in the world. She's working. She's finished university. She cooks her food. She cleans her apartment. She didn't have any chores, you know, but she doesn't have any trauma about cleaning the house, you know?
Mm. Well, nobody enjoys. Well, I suppose there are some people who do, but probably the vast majority of people just clean because they have to clean because they don't want to get diseases
exactly.
And stuff.
Well, you don't want to, you don't want your house to just get, you know, filled up with dirt so you can't get in the door and then you have to call one of those programs that clean out your newspapers. You don't want to get to that point, you know.
No.
But at the same time, let's be honest about it. Like, I think if you have an honest conversation, you go, I don't like cleaning the house. then, you know, maybe just find a bit of money. Like, it's not, it sounds like a fancy thing, but it would save, it could save marriages, Sean. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Just have someone come in and clean it. Do you enjoy cleaning? Are you, like, how does it work in your house?
No, I'm married to someone who is very clean. Like, right. she is she's
up, you're not going to say clean freak.
No, I would say kind of, you know, I thinks about cleanliness all the time. But she's also the world's most untidy person.
Yeah.
So if you were like to walk into our house, a lot of the time I come home and it looks like somebody's broken into the house, trashed the place, and mopped the floors. So. So I have to put everything back after. Now, that's not the only thing I do. I do all the ironing, I do hoovering, and I do the so-called boy jobs as well. Are you given, about, like, things like putting out the bins and mowing the lawn, is that your job exclusively?
Yes, it is. But, like, the burden of responsibility there is that I forget a lot. So it is my job, but I have to be told what day. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not fully taking it on board. And I feel bad about that. So, there's times where I just forget, and then it doesn't get put out for a week. I'm not really fully engaged. I don't love that job. Do you know what I mean? I've been given it. I don't love it. If I had a choice, I wouldn't take it. I'd say, no, give us a different job, which would be just being cool around the house and sound, you know?
That's a great job. Yeah.
Which is an important job, you know? Yeah. It's up there with cleaning. But so, look, I feel like I clean. I'm a sort of I'll be in the bathroom or I'll be in the shower and I have things in the shower to clean the shower while I'm in the shower. You know, if I'm in the bathroom and it's dirty, I'll just clean it. So I just kind of clean as I go. Whereas my wife she likes doing the gardening and she'll be out in the garden and I'll walk through the kitchen and it will look like we've just had a 21st birthday party but she'll be happily out in the garden cleaning. So she's like she's out in the garden cleaning, giving out about me not doing the grass as I'm cleaning the kitchen, you know? So it's just like, you just try and, I try and fill in where I can, you know, I try and be helpful where I can and try and keep my head down mostly. But it's one of those things. I think people, if you're getting hung up about like which way the knives go into the dishwasher or the floor isn't mopped properly, or you're coming in and you're looking around the house and the first thing you do is go, this wasn't done properly. Like, I think you really need to kind of take a good hard look at yourself, you know?
Yeah. But does that happen in your house?
No, it doesn't. No.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't stand for it, Sean. I'm joking.
Yeah.
with any of these things, it's more to do with the day, the mood. There's something else going on. It's never about the knives being upside down. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, if you have ownership, if you're the person that says, I know how the dishwasher is filled, you don't fill the dishwasher properly. It's a dishwasher. Are the dishes coming out clean? Doesn't matter. Relax. You know, I really hate that kind of like, you don't hoover properly. You don't do that. And I'm not saying this, this is not me, my experience, but I've seen it. I've seen people talking about, online about which way the spoons go into the dishwasher. I don't know which way the spoons go into the dishwasher. They just go in and get clean and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, you can overfill a dishwasher and then they come out dirty again. Or you should be ideally pointy side down if you're putting in knives, because you don't stab yourself when you're taking it out again.
Yeah, and don't put pots in and make sure the plates are rinsed beforehand. Like, there's lots of rules, you know. But
no, apparently that's not a rule at all, the rinsing thing. Yeah, you're not.
Really?
You don't have to do that. Even consider everything you've just said there about putting on a dishwasher. Like, you want to go and lie down. There's so many fucking rules around it. It's crazy.
Exactly.
Does your woman who comes in, who does the ironing in your house?
Oh, we iron as we go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the policy. Iron as we go. We don't have an ironer. Nobody in the house is interested in ironing. I do sometimes iron a sheet or a pillowcase if I'm making the bed or whatever. But it's a very much kind of like, we've a nice house, we've a tidy house. It's very much like, do stuff as it's needed. Like, I'm not a shirt wearer, so I don't need like iron shirts for work every day or anything, that kind of stuff. I could understand why people would need to have that organized. So we don't really iron. We try and take it out of the washing machine and hang it straight away, you know, and or as soon as it's dried or whatever. So that's kind of like, so that's not really a thing, ironing. And I think that's a big thing as well, the pile of ironing on the bed. You know, it's like, just hang it all up and then iron it as you need it, because otherwise it just becomes this massive issue in a relationship and in a family that we don't need. We've enough issues. The other thing I'd like to say is, men, you talked about tidying and cleaning. Men are great at tidying. Like, I find myself lining things up on the table so it looks tidy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
if
there's a coaster, you put it in the corner of the table so it kind of looks neat, whereas it probably should just be put away, you know?
That's interesting.
I did finally put the little legs on a television we bought 3 years ago.
Okay, that's good. Now, I mean, so is that a gender job in your house? If something has to be put together that's flat packed, does that usually fall to you?
Yeah, I would do flat pack stuff, and yeah, putting the legs on a television would generally be my job. But like, it's going to take 3 years. But if you're okay with that, I'll do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And no one else was taking it on. So 3 years later, I'm like, I suppose I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know,
because I remember reading some fella who was some kind of a relationship guru who's been doing it for like a million years, and he reckoned that couples during the span of their lifetime together, if they stay together, that they're basically having the same argument over and over again. There's only four or five things that they argue about, and inevitably one of those is doing chores around the house.
Yeah, or not doing them. And it's never about that, is it, Sean? Come on, let's be honest.
No, it could be.
Really?
Yes. It could actually be about the thing it appears to be about.
If it genuinely is about the thing it appears to be about, like if it is about the Hoover and, you know, not emptying the bag or whatever, you've got, get a life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get out there. There's serious problems in the world. It'd be grand.
Keith, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was the broadcaster, Keith Walsh there. A lot of comments on this. What's wrong with having gender jobs in the house? I'm a woman. I don't like gardening and I don't want to do that. I'm happy for my husband to take that and I'll do the kitchen. Someone else says, don't own loads of crap. Wear your clothes more often before washing them. Lick plates instead of washing. That will cut down on housework plastic. Yes, it will. I clean this with my own spit. I think it's more a tolerance issue. I can just handle more mess than my girlfriend. But when we consider something is messy, just at different mess levels, I suppose, yes, what's messy for one person might be just slightly slovenly for somebody else. We have a cleaner who comes in once a week for 2 hours. I pay her more per hour than I earn. It's feckin' worth it. She does the crappy jobs, washes the floors, dusts and polishes, says John. Another text says, my partner, when asked to tidy up the enormous amount of Lego on the floor, would proceed to put the Lego people's bodies back together. It took all day. Someone else says, same. I call my wife messy tidy. She's very clean, but leaves stuff all over the place. And Owen says, myself and herself have cat fights about who does more. Admittedly, I sit down in front of the TV before her. However, I come in, cook the dinner, serve it up, then sit down when herself is multitasking and giving me a running commentary. And then I can't hear the TV. Oh no, that's the worst.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.